This is a great idea, getting women involved. You've had a women's side for a little while now, so just tell us about what's going to happen tomorrow then.
Yeah, look, we're just trying to sort of engage some more women to the club and to give rugby a try. We started our team back up last year, and while there's minimal success, I guess the success was that the ladies played every week in just about every single game, and our focus wasn't so much on the results, but just knowing that we had a women's team on the park. So just trying to grow that team a bit more. And so the Come and Try Day is more about just coming, having a look at the club, looking at the new facilities that we have there and playing some rugby as well. So it's not really a training session. It's more about having some fun with a rugby ball and just inviting all women in Devonport and Ulverston, Port Sorell, whoever, if they're 17 plus, who've been interested in playing rugby but either not knowing where to go or just not quite ready to have a look at it yet. So it's really just about trying to engage those ladies and invite them to a club and to the club with the team that will be there, the girls that are playing this year. So, yeah, just an opportunity to kind of expand our brand and show Devonport and the area that rugby is played in Devonport, and our women's team is going ahead.
And it's on tomorrow from 10:30 till 12 at the Don Recreation Ground. And for women that don't know anything about rugby union, it's an opportunity to explain the rules too, because I guess for the uninitiated, it looks like whoever has the ball, everyone jumps on top of them and you try and get the ball across the goal line, but it's a bit more involved than that, isn't it?
There is, and especially with sevens rugby. It's a bit faster than traditional 15-a-side rugby, so as far as the tackling and the piling on goes, it's less frequent, I guess, because it is a faster-paced game and it is about finding that open space. But, yeah, that is something that we'll go through tomorrow is the laws of rugby and how to understand that. But that's also not the focus. I kind of tend to believe that we can coach the laws and upskill on the laws once they start training with us regularly. Tomorrow is all about coming in and just having a look at the rugby club, playing some rugby at the Don, and just seeing what we're all about, meeting the ladies in the team. And once we can commit people to the team or have them come to a couple of training sessions on Thursday nights and Tuesday nights, then that's when we can really get into the laws of rugby. But for tomorrow, it's just all about fun, having a bit of fun with the ball in their hand. And you know, if there's anyone who have their kids and they're worried they can't come because they've got the kids today, well, that's all right too. Bring them along because they can join in.
Okay, yeah, and it's now it's an Olympic sport as well, so, you know, the sky's the limit. You never know where it might lead to.
Well, that's right, and there's plenty of opportunities, especially with women's sevens rugby. And in Tassie, as Tas Rugby continues to you know, make it a bona fide competition with state teams, and you know, there's senior women's rep teams that go away each year as well. So it really is growing. Burnie are very competitive, and Launceston have been competitive for a number of years. So it's certainly growing in Tassie, and we want to be a part of it.
How's the rest of the season looking for the club? I imagine that the men and the, I think you've got a junior side as well, have probably started pre-season already, have they?
Yeah, so this year's going to be a good year for the club. We're entering, Tasmanian Rugby Union is reigniting our under-17s competition, which used to be under-18s. So we do have an under-17 boys competition that will be played every Saturday. Well, a rostered Saturday competition throughout the year as well, running alongside the men. So under-17 boys is a really big focus for the club this year as well. And you know, sort of spreading that message that rugby for under-17s is played every Saturday and is organised and it is run correctly. And that hopefully leads into growth into our seniors. And our seniors have another big year. We've got our focus coming off the premiership last year. So pre-season started 2 weeks ago, and that's been really good. We've had some good numbers this year, and not a lot of retirements, which is great, because sometimes with grand finals come retirements. But we have a lot of blokes that we've been around the club for a number of years, and we've been together for a number of years, and we have a goal that we've set for 2022, and hopefully we can back up our 2021 season.
It's all sounding very positive, Sam. Anyone wants to know more about it, they can look up the Devonport Bulls Rugby Club on Facebook or online. Thanks again for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. Good luck for the season ahead.
No worries. Thanks, Martin.